Is inflation about to show its ugly face again?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index for January 2018 shows a 0.5% increase in prices for the month, the highest monthly increase since the beginning of the recovery. Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, recession wiped out that inflation alongside 9 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. The Fed back then was busy ignoring or resetting serious banking data alarms before the start of the financial crisis. It eventually discovered that the alarms were for real, and to its credit, it then went to town on raising the money supply and helping many banks fed off bankruptcy. The Fed rapidly increased the amount of high-powered money in the economy, raising it by more than fourfold and dropping the federal funds rate from 5.25% in July of 2007 to 0.2%, almost zero, by December 2008. Why didn't these things cause high inflation, similar to the Germany's hyperinflation of the last century? Well, there are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into the economy at a time when the Second Great Depression was knocking on the door. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, had crashed like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pushed into the economy, since it was circulating at slower and slower pace, it did not cause inflation. And also the fact that the 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. While the rate of inflation has increased from around 2% in 2016 to around 4% over the last 6 months, it is still too early to raise the inflation alarm. Part of this increase is due to the 37% increase in the price of oil in the last 6 months. It appears that we are, not all that slowly, giving back all the gains we received from the rapid drop in price of oil in 2014. Looks like improved friendship with the Saudis coincided with increase in price of oil. Wow. And this time round, fortunately, the Fed appears to be ahead of the game. It has already started reducing the monetary base and its balance sheet. It has also raised federal funds rate from 0.7% to 1.5% during 2017, and it is very likely to raise it to 2% by summer of this year. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.